Hello, everybody. My name's Madison.
My name's Daddy. What's so funny about my name?
Okay, this is episode 2 of Emotions, and this emotion is...
Mad.
I'm mad.
You're mad. You're mad. Son. You're Madison.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, so this is our schedule for today. We're going to talk about good things, what you should do when you're mad, like last week, kind of. And then we're going to, like, do a little game. It's a trivia game. It's trivia mad, actually.
Mad trivia?
Mad trivia.
I got mad skills on mad trivia.
And then we're going to introduce our special guest. Okay, let's start. So, good things when you should do when you're mad. Let's do an example. What's a good example when you're...
An example of when I was mad?
Like when we are mad. Like something that happens at school or something.
What about when someone steals your pencils? Does that ever happen to you?
No, that...
That never happens?
Yeah, because...
Well, then why don't you give me an example?
Okay, a good example is at school. It's when somebody takes something at school, like something
important. Like a pencil? That's exactly what I just said.
A pencil box.
I'm mad at you for not listening to my example.
Dad!
Okay, well, you use an example. Go ahead.
Okay. When somebody, like, steals your math book. Let's just say that. School math book, like... No, not a school math book. A regular math... Like, a math book that... Homework. Like, somebody rips your homework. Let's just do that.
That would be the worst.
So, somebody rips your homework. And you're at an after-school program at home. A sibling does it. Or anybody. This is what you should do. Take a deep breath. Calm down.
Then what?
Tell your parents, my sibling, or like a leader at your after-school program.
That's a good idea.
So you tell them, my sibling, my little sister with my homework, little brother, somebody at this after-school program. I don't know who example. They'll probably like say, well, we can print it out or we can tape it back together. Is the homework done?
The homework or your friend or your leader that you're talking about?
I'm talking to a leader or a parent.
We're gonna tape our leader back together, or the homework. Homework. Okay.
So we tape the homework back together, and then because if it's, they're probably gonna say, is it done or is it not done? And you might say not done or done, and they'll figure out a way. Another example. What's a good example to be mad?
So that's a good example. But I think I need more helpful hints as to what I do when I get mad. So I like the idea of taking a deep breath. What else can we do?
Tell?
What about, could we count to 10? Do you think that'd be
count
good?
Count to 10. And then.
And what would that do? What do you think?
Count back to 10. That's what I do. Or there's another way when you're like super mad, hold on your chair for a second, 10 seconds. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
She was holding onto her chair if you didn't know. Because you guys can't see it. You can only hear us doing it. Okay, so what does it do when you count to 10 and hold onto your chair? How does that help?
It helps because like, that's a very good question. I heard that from, so there's this person at my school. There's this person at my school that does, like, you know what they does?
What do they does?
So there's this nice lady at my school that helps with emotions. She helps you, like, what you do when you're mad.
And how does she help you?
She tells us good examples. Usually all schools have that.
That's cool.
All schools.
Are they a counselor?
Kind of, yeah.
That's really helpful. That's what I think. That's good. What about like walking away? Do you think walking away at times when you're like really, really mad would be good?
Yeah, but what if like one of your friends is around and somebody just did it and they don't know? Then you should say, can I go take a little walk by myself? And someone's just mean to me and I don't know how to control it. I need to go take a little walk.
That's a good idea.
I think that'll help me get over it.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
But if somebody broke your pencil, that's worse.
So that's a lot of really good advice. We've got take a deep breath. That's a good one.
Count
when you're
ten.
Mad,
count
all these when you're
ten.
Mad, count
hold
to ten.
On, hold on.
Squeeze
to your
chair and count to ten. That's a good one.
Cool.
Walk away.
Walk away.
That's really those are really
don't
good helpful things.
What's we need one more.
We need one more just to make a handful of advice.
Yeah.
You could
fingers. A handful of fingers.
Ooh, what about like I don't know. I thought I had one.
You fight, you did when you don't.
What if you exercise? You think that'd be good? Get all your energy out? She doesn't think so. Well, then you say, what do you think you, could be a good one that you do?
There's a lot of ones I do, actually.
Yeah. What about pray about it?
That's what I do.
That's what she does.
Okay, now we got a handful.
That's a good one. So, to review, when you're mad, you can take a deep breath.
Take a deep breath. Count to
count
10.
Count to 10.
Squeeze
your chair and count
to
10. Walk away and pray.
Right.
That's pretty good. Woo, 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 woo. Da 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 da. This has been the Emotion Show. Talking about mad.
And that was just her example.
That was talking about mad.
And
with
her examples.
Madison. Bye, all. Say bye.
No, we're not done.
Oh, we're not done. Say hi.
Hi.
What if we'll be right back. We have to take a commercial break.
Yeah.
We'll be right back with a message from our friends.
Hello, my name is Madison. We're
here
back.
I'm still dad. And we're back.
We're back from a long...
Because what did we forget to do? Trivia. Well, we didn't forget.
Well, man trivia. Mad trivia.
Mad trivia.
Why did I say man trivia?
Man trivia. Goofball. All right, so how do we do mad trivia?
How we play. It's like regular trivia, but it's about like movies and how people get mad, and then we explain a good reason why.
Ooh, I like it.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, ready?
Okay.
And rock
okay.
Paper.
I'm ready.
Okay.
Okay.
And rock
are
up.
You? Are you ready?
Yes.
Are you ready for mad trivia?
Yeah.
Madison, show me how, or don't show me, tell me how ready you are.
Yeah!
What does that even mean? You just scared everyone listening. Everyone listening is going to get to that part, and they're going to lose their minds. I don't even know how that means you're ready. How does that mean you're ready?
Because I screamed.
All right, hit me with trivia number one. I guess we are ready.
Trivia number question one.
Trivia number question one. Hit me.
Okay. Why did Wreck-It Ralph and Wreck-It Ralph 2, why did Wreck-It Ralph get mad?
And number two.
Why did he get
wasn't
mad?
Wasn't it because Vanellope... Wow.
Do you give up?
I give up.
It's because he put that virus in and Vanellope got mad.
Oh.
A good way to handle that with friendship is with, because, so what, Ralph, if you're listening.
On the internet that you broke.
Yeah.
Ralph,
this is what you should have done. I'm sorry, Vanellope. I know it's your game. I'll never do that again. And I pinky swear.
Never, ever, ever.
Now can I go take a little walk?
Like right now? No. Oh, you mean that? That's what he could have done. You don't want to go to... I was going to say, this is not a good time for a walk. Because
yeah.
Right now we're recording this. Okay, so that was good. So who could have taken the walk? That would have helped? Ralph?
Ralph.
Yeah, Ralph. That would
or
have helped.
Or Vanellope.
Okay, hit me with question two.
You're doing question two.
Oh, this is the first time I've heard about it. I've never
I
known about this.
I told you.
Oh, man. You didn't tell me to come up with any questions.
Okay, fine.
Did you only have one question?
No.
For mad trivia?
No.
Okay, let me think. Mad trivia. Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
You're going to know this one, I'm sure. No, I won't do that one. I don't know. I don't have any questions.
This one that you just fought.
You put me on the spot.
Do the one that you just fought.
Okay.
Did you forget?
Okay, so what college basketball coach once got so mad at the referee that they threw a chair across the stadium?
I don't know.
You don't know that? It's Bobby Knight. He was so mad he threw a chair.
I don't know that.
What do you think he could have done differently? He got so angry at a referee that he threw a chair.
How about you answer? Because I just answered.
Well, maybe he could have, going back to our handful of things, he probably could have squeezed his chair instead of threw his chair. If he squeezed it for 10 seconds,
if you don't know why
he wouldn't have been able to throw it because he would have been squeezing it. So that's my advice. All right. Do you have another question?
Okay, let me think.
You only had one question ready? This is the worst trivia I've ever been a part of. Do you have any other trivia game? Trivia question? Do you have any other trivia questions?
Oh, one more.
Okay.
But you're going to have to think of one.
I got to think of one?
Yeah. Okay, think of one right now. Okay. Okay, ready? This is the trivia question.
Okay. You got one now?
Yeah, we finally found one.
All right, hit me.
Okay.
Don't actually hit me. Just tell me a question.
Okay.
Because if you hit me, I would get mad.
Wait, what's the girl's name in Inside Out?
I don't know the girl's name in Inside Out.
Well, the girl...
Let's call her Hannah. What were you going to call her?
I was going to call her name.
Okay, so what's the question about Hannah? That's okay. Not her real name.
Okay, but we'll tell her who she is. She's the girl that runs away because she's mad. We don't know why, because we haven't watched it.
We have.
What?
She was mad because she moved.
She was mad.
Was that the trivia question? Why was she mad?
Why was she mad? And you just answered it.
I guess I got it right. You're welcome.
If you guess that, then you're right.
All right, so is that the trivia question?
Yes.
Okay, so what should she have done instead?
Tell her parents that she didn't want to move, and she should talk about it.
Talk about it?
Whenever when we had to move.
Yeah.
We had to move to San Bruno, which we love, but it was also hard because we had to leave Napa, which we really loved.
Yeah. But were you mad?
I was sad.
You were sad? Sad and mad.
Together.
You were smad.
Smad.
What did you do when you were smad?
When I was mad, I took a deep breath and squeezed my chair.
That's perfect. And did it work?
Kind of.
All right. Well, that was pretty good. Do you have any more trivia or are we done with trivia? Should we prepare for our special guest?
Yeah.
All right. Here's our special guest song. Go.
Special guest.
This is special, our special, special guest song.
Cha 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 cha
cha cha cha cha cha cha cha. Special guest now. Special.
Cha 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 cha
cha. Guest.
Oh, and our special guest today is my mom, Lindsay Snead.
Hello.
Lindsay is my favorite special guest we've ever had.
But you've been on the show.
But I was the special guest too. That's how much I think of mom. She's that good of a special guest. Tell us a little bit about yourself, mom.
Let's see. I'm mom to Madison and Adley.
Woo!
Wife to Kevin.
Woo!
I'm
Here comes Adley. Right in time. Adley, come here. Tell us more.
I'm a behavior analyst. I'm getting my PhD in psychology.
That's a lot of cool things. Hold on.
Sorry about that. That was my little sister. Do you want to say hi? Say hi.
She just woke up from a nap. Okay, Madison, why don't you tell us
some questions. This is an interview.
Okay.
What's your favorite painter?
My favorite painter.
Like that paints art.
That's hard because my favorite artist is Alexander Calder, and he did more sculptures, but he did do some paintings.
Okay.
Adley, who's your favorite painter?
I don't want to ask questions.
You don't want to ask questions.
I think that could be your favorite painter because he's a painter too.
Okay.
So I would just add him. My favorite painter is Frida Kahlo.
Nice.
Mom, Dad, your favorite painter?
My favorite painter is Adley May Sneed. What do you think, Adley? You're my favorite painter.
And I just realized the whole people that live here, except Christian, is here.
That's so true. Why don't we ask the second question?
Okay, the second question is, what do you do? What's a good example of when you get mad? What do you do?
The emotion we're working with today is mad.
What do I do when I get mad?
Like, madison.
Like the good decisions or the bad decisions?
The good decisions.
Oh, good decisions when I'm mad. When I recognize that I'm mad, because sometimes it's hard for me to recognize that I'm mad, I will sometimes take some time by myself.
That's a good one.
And sometimes I'll try and talk it through with Dad so he can help me figure out what's going on.
Those were on our handful of helpful hints, huh?
Yeah, some of those
were. Did you want to review those with Mom? What were our five hints when you're mad?
Five hints to help you when you're mad.
Number one, remember, take a deep breath.
Take a deep breath.
Number two, count to ten. Count to ten.
Oh, yeah.
Number three, squeeze your chair and count to ten.
Okay.
Number four, walk away.
Walk away.
And number five?
Prayer.
Prayer.
Nice.
So.
Or prayer.
Is that all your questions for Mom? Because I have a question.
Yeah, what is it?
What's your favorite emotion?
What's my favorite emotion?
Out of all the emotions available, what's your favorite emotion?
Like from inside out, think about
that. No, just from anywhere. From life. What's your favorite emotion?
My favorite emotion is... Is silly an emotion?
Silly can be an emotion. That's a good one.
We should do that one next.
Unicorn. I like...
Adley, is your favorite emotion unicorns? Is that what you said?
Unicorns.
My favorite emotion is happy!
Happy! Are there any other questions for our special guest?
What's your favorite food?
What's my favorite food?
I have more.
Does coffee count as a food?
No, that counts as a drink. You just spoiled our next question.
Oh, jeez. Spoiler alert for the next question.
Then my favorite food of all time is chips and salsa.
Oh, that's pretty good. All right, I have a question for you.
Daddy,
no one will know this. What's your favorite drink?
Mommy.
Coffee.
Oh, it's coffee.
Daddy.
What's up, Adley?
What am I doing?
What do you do? What are you doing? That's so existential, Adley.
I see my thing.
You see a thing on there?
My candy cane thing.
Your candy cane thing.
That's a picture.
All right, any other questions for our special guest?
We have a bunch. I have a handful.
Okay, maybe one or two more, and then we got to wrap it up.
Three.
Okay, go.
Okay. What is your favorite book?
My favorite book.
Oh, man.
That's a kid's book.
That's a kid's book.
Even harder.
Oh, that's easy.
What?
The fifth book of Harry Potter.
Ooh.
Yours?
The places you'll go. I think we talked about that last time.
I'm a unicorn.
What's your favorite? When a unicorn poops? Is that your favorite kid's book?
Nah!
What's your favorite kid's book?
Unicorn that she's lost.
A lost unicorn. Oh, that's cool. Okay.
That's so
sad. Do you have other questions?
I have mine.
What's your favorite book, Madison?
The Dark Diaries!
Nice. That's pretty good. Alright, what's your other question?
My next favorite question is, what's your favorite video game?
My favorite video game.
It has to be related to Mario.
Yeah, it is. It's Mario Brothers.
What's your favorite video game as long as it's Mario? Well, it's Mario. Oh, perfect. I didn't know that. All right, you got one more question?
One more.
Hit her. Remember, don't actually hit her. Just tell her a question.
What's your favorite board game?
My favorite board game.
Ooh, that's a good one.
I think my favorite board game is Secret Hitler.
All right. How about a kids one for the kids?
Daddy, I don't like any kids
in the audience. Daddy. What about Hoot Owl Hoot? Daddy. A family classic.
I don't really like those.
Mom doesn't like them. Okay, one more question for Mom. Who's your favorite husband?
Me?
Why are you hesitating?
Because is it unicorn?
You shouldn't.
Is it unicorn?
Oh, she still hasn't answered.
Is it unicorn or me?
I think my favorite husband is Kevin.
Hey! Not quite the.
What about unicorns?
All right, does that conclude our show?
Wait, 1 minute.
1 minute. Almost.
Are you sure? Because I feel like you would date somebody else secretly.
No.
Mommy, number we have
things
to
have
do.
Gotten crazy at the end of the show. Should we do our exit song? This is the exit song, the end of the show.
Bloop, bloop, bloop.
Do you want to tell them about next time?
Of course. It is. Next time we'll be doing Silly the Emotion.
Silly the Emotion.
Silly.
Dun, dun, dun. All right, we'll see y'all next time.
And it's awkward.
And silly and awkward.
Unicorn. Together.
Unicorn.